One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, before we get into today's show, let me remind you that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the one, the only, that is Celsius. If you are not drinking Celsius, shame on you. We wouldn't have it any other way. Let's bring in the fellas. By fellas, we mean Mikey V in the camo today. A little bit lower on the seat from what I'm seeing right here. So you're getting a different Mikey V angle. Something's different.
Same seat, just a little askew on the camera angle. But Bob, nice t-shirt, Bob.
I appreciate this. You remember the things, and Joey D has joined us here today in the Magic Johnson jersey. Some could say that's the best Joey D you're going to get is when he is in that Magic Johnson jersey. Yeah, you remember the thing you did to get me this shirt?
Oh, I remember. I remember well. I remember very well.
And by the way, I mean, it's a shitty shirt.
And then you
shirt.
Made diamonds pay for the fucking shirt on top of the dinner.
That was the highlight of the whole weekend, possibly.
Having diamonds pay for the shirt.
Yeah, and when you came out for the Yankee ALCS game, Bob, when we were going to dinner with him, he was like, "Yeah, and text Bob and make sure he has cash for dinner this time."
Well, by the way, I got to defend myself here. I don't know if you knew this. I did pay for the bill last time.
Wow, I'll tell you what, Joey, that's a class.
That had to be a hefty tab too, because there were some heavy hitters at that dinner.
But I will tell you this, there are some times where you pay for the bill and it's so rewarding, you feel really good about it. Paying for a tab at a table that Nikki Diamonds is at is one of the more rewarding feelings.
The endorphins must have been through the roof.
It was the best. It really was
walking on clouds as he left the restaurant.
Yes.
It was a banger of a bill, but you know what? In all honesty, it was some of the best money that I've ever spent. Because Nikki Diamonds is not used to people paying for his dinners.
No. How did you manage to do it?
He takes great offense to it. I had to give him like a 2-day heads up. I had to give him a heads up. Originally, I told Bob, I said I wanted to split it. You know, me and Bob were going to split it. And I gave Nick like, and I had to give him like a preamble. Like I couldn't just tell him, you know what I mean? Because if you just told him at dinner, that would be a problem.
Oh, he would have been pissed.
So basically I had to give him 2 days advance notice and say, listen, you know, and I had a, you know, there were preemptive texts to kind of ease him into it. The idea of it, the conception of him not having to pay for dinner. And it was not as easy as, like, you would think that should be an easy thing to do, but with him, it's not. But then he was just like, okay, no problem, It's not a problem. If that's what you want to do, that's what you can do. I said, okay. And then unbeknownst to me, Bob picked up the whole tab, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
That was ridiculous.
Did you leave the card? I think I left the tip. You know what I do, Bob? I go to the restaurant and I know who the server is. I'll go to leave to go to the bathroom and I give the server
That's a classic move.
So that there's no arguments by the time that the server brings the card to the table, it's already been authorized. So like there has to be, if you got to set up a coup d'etat at that point to try to do a new authorization. So most people will just accept the fact that the card's already been charged and you remove all the back and forth arguing at the table and who's going to give the card, that bullshit.
I've seen some like world's strongest man tug of war battles with credit cards in the middle of the table, like to the point where, you know, when I was a kid and I used to watch like my uncles and my dad or somebody and they would, my grandfather and my dad. And like, it was like, it looked like things would get seriously violent. Like people were taking real offense and the tugging of the card and like bottles would fly and glasses would spill over. And it was embarrassing. I always felt embarrassed by it until I got older. And then I was like, I get it. But yeah,
as that's a server, the, that's I used to work. To I've that's had people to try to give me multiple cards at the same time. And it's tough, man, because you don't want to upset anybody. Right. You still want to get a good fucking tip as a server. So it's like, what is the play here? So I always said, you know, either you whoever gives me the card first, if there's two people trying to give me the card at the same time, I'll try to close my eyes and mix the cards up and grab one.
Yeah, it does put the server in a little bit of a weird spot.
Yes, it does. It really does. It
makes and they get that a lot.
I mean, but I like the secret, go to the bathroom, hand the card to the server.
That's the best move. That's always the best move.
I'll tell you what's a fun game, and Joey D's been banged every single time we've done it.
We got to do it again.
Roulette. We got to do it more. You know, the credit card roulettes where, you know, some would say don't do it with the big ones. I like doing it with the
big ones. I've gone banged on the big ones.
High. Yeah, because you know what? On the big dinners, you know, if you're at a table for five, you got to play the odds game to where it feels so good to get out of that dinner.
It's like a free meal.
Unscathed.
It feels so good. Now, for the person who loses,
crushing. Oh, it's
but awful. The other four people are having that much more fun to where I think it's better where the other four are having a great time. The one person who gets banged just doesn't have as good
I
as
almost
time.
Feel like if you're doing the credit card roulette, you almost have to go out after for like a drink or something just to compensate the guy who got banged.
Yeah, I agree because with that.
If you have to get banged on that bill and then just proceed to go directly home, that is good. That loss is going to linger all night.
That's true.
Yeah, that's whereas if you go out for after dinner cocktail after that process, it kind of clears it up a little bit. You don't feel as bad, but well, I got banged the last two times, and Bob, we used to put on the Instagram Live, and people would go nuts.
Well, so here's the beauty of the credit card roulette. Technically, the credit card roulette turns into being content, so if you do lose the credit card roulette, Brilliantly Dumb LLC, as far as I'm concerned, that's a business expense to where everybody wins. But yeah.
That's what it all boils down to, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's what it all boils down to. Now, we got a buy and sell that we want to get into. It's a day pod for the boys, and the boys are – it's better vibes during the day. We do like the day pods a lot. Before anything that I want to mention, I was going to put him in the buy, but I think we've already bought him. Just want to touch on – Mikey V, what's your thoughts on Pete Davidson? Do you follow this whole thing?
Oh, God.
I find it fascinating. I really do.
I don't find it fascinating at all. I don't know what I don't understand why this guy is in a position that he's in. Again, another guy. I don't get him. I don't get what I know. He does some stand up.
It's very funny.
Yeah, to you, I guess.
Are you buying Jake Paul or are you buying Pete Davidson?
I'm not buying either one. I'm not buying.
You got to pick one.
But at least Jake. Okay, I'll say this. At least Jake Paul to me has like something. Like he's got something tangible about him. Like he's an athlete. I guess quasi professional athlete, which is something. What is this? What does this other guy do? I mean, he looks like a homeless person.
A big cock.
He does. But
what do you mean he does, Bob? What do you?
Enough people have
Bob
come out
spoke to, so clearly about big, the fact
got, he does. He's got a big dick. It's so it's at the point. First off, Ariana Grande said it. You know, people forgot that he's got Ariana Grande on his resume.
He's got a lot of heavy notches on his belt. I understand that, but to me, like the guy is just like he's like a gremlin. I don't know. He's like
he looks like a ghost.
Looks like he's just I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I don't know, man. Like, when I grew up, right, women idolized. Okay, don't let me.
Go ahead, finish. No,
women idolized guys like Schwarzenegger and Stallone. And Jean-Claude Van Damme and Bruce Willis and like men's men. And this guy to me looks like a fucking punk who I would just backhand across the room if he said something fucking slick to me.
Bet he's got
That's what he looks like to me.
Bet he's got a bigger dick than Bruce Willis.
That's fine.
But that's, you know, fine. What I find cool is he's at the point now where
Bob loves the guy. Bob loves
I really
Bob
do.
Loves the pop culture.
He loves these,
you know, this.
Guys.
Yeah. He loves the pop culture shit, like the Kardashians and all. He's fascinated.
Yeah, I do love the Kardashians.
Baird, you and I are the same. I don't get caught up in that.
Well, I just don't get it. Glamour. I just don't get it.
When I was in college, they did I've told the story to you at least, Joe, is when we were in college, they had a stand-up comedy night, and this was before Pete Davidson was anybody. And for the baseball players, they did a stand-up comedy night, and Pete Davidson came on there, and he was by far the best comedian. He was a riot. I mean, he was so fucking funny. And I messaged him on Facebook and said, you know,
oh my God.
I said,
this is all a setup for this whole story. This is all a setup.
I said, I thought you were terrific. You know, I would like to get into stand up comedy one day. And he told me, you know, some things to do. And I just think it's been fun to watch his, you know, his
ascension.
Road. Yeah,
his meteoric rise, to stardom.
Well,
he's not even a star. Honestly,
I mean, he is dating, though, Joe. This guy, if I know who he is, and I don't follow any of this nonsense, I don't follow any of that Kardashian shit, but I know who the guy is. Like, everybody I think knows who this guy is at this point.
It's at the point where it benefits girls who go to date him. It really boosts, you know,
them,
it,
right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this Emily Ratajkowski, not that she needed it, but this is a huge help for her.
It's a huge get.
She's got millions of followers.
And
she,
you know what, Joey D?
She's
going
to have dick.
Millions more.
There you go. What was the other thing about this guy? I forget. I can't believe Bob loves these guys. These
he loves
guys
this,
so much. Man.
He loves this pop culture shit, man. But Baird, on you and I are reverse. I could, if you offered me to go for dinner with the Kardashians, I probably would turn it down. I don't know about that, Joe.
Come on.
I have no desire to be around these people. They're lame. They're the worst.
I could see it right now. Joe and Khloe Kardashian sharing a piece of sashimi across the table.
This
sashimi is just delectable, folks. It is the freshest. And let me tell you something. To have Khloe sitting next to me just makes it all the more succulent. I have to be honest here.
I'm being honest. I have no desire. I have no desire to spend a morsel of my time with any of those people.
You would nestle up in the polo.
That's on the record
with
now.
Them in a matter of absolute.
No, not with them. I have no desire to be with those people. I don't need that. I don't need that bear down.
If you guys, I actually think you could tell a lot about somebody if you go to their somebody's TikTok for you page. If you spend a lot of time on TikTok, and you could really get lost in TikTok. TikTok's algorithm is so good that it does such a good job of giving you on your homepage stuff that you like and you see. I think you could tell so much about somebody by their TikTok for you page.
What's your TikTok for you page look like?
It's a mix. You got some motivation stuff in there. You do have that pop culture stuff in there. You got sports stuff sprinkled in.
I got tons of food stuff.
A lot of food. I do have a lot of food.
Food reviews, food restaurants, different cuisine, different things like that. Sports as well in there. And then a lot of golf stuff for me.
TikTok is.
I would imagine you guys would be overwhelmed with golf stuff.
You can really get lost in the sauce on TikTok. Before you go to bed, Joey D, are you on Instagram or TikTok?
Nah, I'm all Instagram. The thing with TikTok, I find I just start aimlessly just scrolling through videos. At least with Instagram, I'm following different people and I'm looking to see, like, I'm watching Bear Down subscriber stories. I'm watching your stuff. I'm watching Perez. Like, there's people that I'm following that I will, like, try to catch up on.
Bear Down's For You page is going to be Justin Fields highlight clips. You're going to get a whole
lot
of that.
George
I don't mess with TikTok. I didn't even know that was a
Bears
thing.
Clips.
By the way, Bob, your Jets you took down the Bears this week. Bob is now beating me and Bear Down this year.
Yeah.
Where do you find it, Bob?
So what you do, Mikey, is if there's something that you like and you say, okay, this is what I want to be in my repertoire, just click like on it. Just heart it. And then TikTok's going to know.
On your homepage.
On your
homepage. The homepage is your For You.
Yeah,
okay. Like your For You page. So you could either tab to your following, people that you're following, or you could tab to For You, and that's going to give – For You is more fun. You don't want to just see people.
It just gives you a compilation of different videos that you would like based on what you've liked previously.
Right. Right.
Yeah, like okay. I love where my hope for you page is. I think I'm in such a good zone with my.
I just
page.
Don't TikTok enough. I just don't.
Yeah.
I just don't.
I don't TikTok as much as Bob. Bob's on it a lot.
Yeah, I sure. And yeah. The Big Ticket has been just terrific on the TikTok as well. He really has. He's been firing these out.
I just don't. I every TikTok video I see that like becomes ultra successful or viral is just some asshole lip syncing to a song, right? That's what it, to me, that's what it always looks like. TikTok is just some guy or girl lip syncing to a song with just like, they're just dubbing over, or not even a song, a statement, a quote from a movie. And I just, is that entertainment? Is that really,
it's mindless drivel.
It is mindless. I agree with that.
John. What is that? What is that even? What's the second word?
Drivel.
Drivel.
Nonsensical, yeah. Useless, it's nonsense.
It's pointless.
Spell yeah, dribble. Right.
It's a waste of time.
Drivel.
Oh. Yeah, drivel.
Another word.
Just Bob thought we said dribble.
Okay, well, perfect time to transition. Before we actually even get into the buyer, so again, we have a lot to discuss on. Mikey V is a diehard Ohio State Buckeyes fan. And I know you're kind of getting over the hump a little bit now. Buckeyes lost to Michigan. Now, Joey D, I'll be the first to tell you, I thought Ohio State was going to blow him out. I really did. But you begged Joey D to not put into the group chat what he put in. He put in that the Buckeyes were going to blow this team out, and you were.
I was trying to be supportive, Bob.
I know you were. You could have just said I'm rooting for him. That's all.
He was begging Cutsy not to do it, and then Ohio State scores the touchdown. And sure enough, Cutsy goes into the group chat, doubles down. Ohio State is going to blow this team out, and then
they're up 10-0, Bob. It was. Or no, was it 10-10 yeah. Nothing? Yeah. I think it was 10-0.
I think so. No, 7-3. They were 7-3.
Well, but it was after the first touchdown. They went effortlessly down the field. They did. It looked like they were toying with them.
They did.
And then Michigan had a couple drives. They couldn't do anything. I just was trying to root for Mikey V. By the way, I have nothing invested in this.
No, I'm not in the race.
Michigan guy. I'm not an Ohio. So it's not like I'm trying to come from a place of malice.
No,
just trying to be a supportive friend. Cause I know I get the whole thing. And by the way, Mikey V, I watched your live and I thought you were very good on your live. I thought you were very objective. You took it like a champ.
Yeah.
And to see even the Wolverines fans were like accepting, you know, what you came through.
I don't understand
the rivalry. I don't understand the whole thing behind it. So like next year, I'm not even going to touch it. I'm going to stay clear away.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it wasn't just Joe. Like I said in the live on the press conference, I said a lot of people were texting me nonsense, like that Ohio State was going to blow. And if you're saying that, you don't understand the rivalry, because there's been times in this series when one team is ranked so high and the other team's lost four games and then they get upset. That's just the nature of this rivalry. This had nothing to do with Joe. It had nothing to do with anybody. Ohio State is exactly who I thought they were. Like the Bears, like that press conference with Denny Green. They are who we thought they were. This team, they're not a tough team. Ryan Day is a diva. I met Ryan Day very briefly, one interaction, 2019. I didn't like the way he handled himself then. I'm dead serious, Bob. I'm dead
so
fucking serious.
You think
serious.
He has to go then because he's lost this
I'm
game
dead serious.
Twice.
I'm not saying he's got to go, but I'm going to tell you this. So in this game to alumni and the people that put the dollar bills into the business from the outside care about one thing is beating that team. Mikey. You lose to that team another year. If they go out.
Yeah, but Harbaugh lost again, a bunch Mikey, of times and Mikey, now he's winning.
Mikey, Mikey, he did. I, Mikey, he did. Mikey, he did. Let me ask you this. Okay.
Go ahead.
What about that conversation that you had with Ryan Day? Okay.
It wasn't even a conversation.
How could this conversation, whatever
what was the
it was, have gone
the
for you to leave
was,
there and say, I don't like the way this guy handled himself.
Well, interaction was 2019 when he replaced Urban Meyer. Now going into that season, Urban Meyer was the coach. And then the thing with Urban Meyer happened, they pulled him out during the season.
He won that year.
He did. He did win that year. But during the course of the year, they played Rutgers at Rutgers. I went to the game. I had some connections. I got onto the field. I was on the field for pregame warmups, met a bunch of the Ohio State coaches, bunch of the players, was, you know, bullshitting with guys. Nice guys. Ryan Day runs by. And you would think that this guy considers himself to be like Elvis Presley, like surrounded by people, like not giving and not even looking at people or giving people the time of day. Now, I could understand if this was the national championship game, if this was a big Big Ten game against, you know, Wisconsin or Michigan or anybody. This was against Rutgers, and they were like a 50-point favorite. And this guy was acting like he was Frank Sinatra walking all over the field. He's got a little bit of a diva attitude. The team clearly isn't tough. CJ Stroud said all the wrong things at the press conference, how one game doesn't define them. I'm sorry. Yes, it does. This is the only game that means anything. So everything, the approach was all wrong. Urban Meyer would have never happened under him. You could say what you want about Urban Meyer. He's a snake. He's a scumbag. I don't disagree, but the guy could get the team ready for this game. Never lost to this team.
Ever. Just out of curiosity, even for the sake of the show, the Rutgers connection to get you on the field in Rutgers, did that come from Nicky Diamonds?
No.
Because there's no way Nicky Diamonds does not have a connection to Rutgers.
Sure. He's got connections to Notre Dame.
Yeah, but Rutgers in New Jersey and in Nicky Diamonds' hometown.
If we want to go to a Rutgers game, I mean, listen, when they host a big team, we could get on the field. We could do a lot of things.
By the way, Bob, I got no desire.
I know you have no desire.
Bearnoff sent a picture of him on the field, Bob. And he was decked out head to toe in Ohio State Buckeye gear. And he said that people thought he was part of the coaching staff.
Yeah, I remember the video. You gave the video of you dabbing up the players.
The players thought I was a coach or some former player or something. I think if I had to sell anything, buy or sell this week, I'm selling this team until they get tougher. This team's toughness, this is 2 years in a row. They got punched right in the mouth and they had no answer. They made no adjustments second half. They look so soft. They look so fucking
They got dominated.
Dominated by a team that didn't have their best player. The best player didn't even play.
Harbaugh, he pulled out all the stops this week.
He did outcoach and outclass Ryan Day. Totally.
I did watch the Mikey V press conference that he put out, the State of the Union for the Buckeyes after the loss.
People needed to hear it.
Yeah. And I'll tell you this. I think it would be such incredible entertainment for like me and Joe watching it from the side, and also a good, like, I would love
alive.
For example, when David Dobrik, okay, I'm just going to throw out a YouTuber, when he was getting canceled, I'd love to see somebody who's, you don't know David Dobrik?
Pop culture, no. Bob. This is pop culture,
David
Bob.
Dobrik, one of the best YouTubers.
Bob drops these names, Joe, like me and you drop classic cinema, and I feel the same way he does about that.
I got
like
my
when
thing.
When I mentioned, oh, remember that part in E.T.? And Bob's like, what the fuck is E.T.? that's what's happening right now. Who is Dave Dobrik?
He started the vlog squad, okay? He got canceled and he had a terrible PR moment. But
why'd he get canceled?
He had his friends do like some pretty crazy things.
They faked a death.
Oh, in the woods or some shit?
No, that's Logan Paul.
Oh, that was Logan Paul.
Go brother, by the way. Paul.
Another jackass.
But I would love to see somebody who's in the midst of getting canceled and you need a PR guy and you send Bear down out to the podium. It would truly be one of the best moves I think you could ever possibly make.
Very well spoken.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. I'd love to see him be like the White House correspondent. I think he would do a terrific
State of the Union with Mikey Beardown.
Oh, bro, it would be so good. And honestly, like, if I'm going to go down, I'm going to go down at the hands of Mikey B. That's the way I'm going to go down. You know,
Bear
what I mean?
Down announcing like a nuclear attack would be, he'd have the whole city ready in arms.
He'd have to hold strong, that's for sure. Yeah. I tell you what, we need guys who are tougher than Pete Davidson. That's for sure.
Yes.
If we were going to sustain a nuclear attack.
I thought we were going down a political route that I did not want to go down. Well, by the way, you never know. I mean, Pete Davidson might have a, you know who's terrific.
What is he
going to
do? Fight off the nuclear bombs with his dick?
What's he going to do? Swing his dick at the nuclear incoming warheads? Ping pong battle.
And what's up? Why does he always have these raccoon circles underneath his eyes? Yeah, he always looks like he hasn't slept in 8 days.
Yeah. My looks like he's been dead.
Bob, that's your friend. Am I wrong?
It's not my friend. It's your friend.
Well, you had DMs with him on Facebook.
That's like saying Ryan Day is your friend.
Well, no, he's not right now.
He certainly isn't.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong.
All right. I do want to say, because I'm looking at the camo, you know what I love is the president of Ukraine, the Zelensky. He doesn't wear a suit and ties in the middle of the war, and he just wears a green T-shirt. Mm-hmm. This guy is fantastic. Bro, you this like guy him. Is absolutely...
He's tough as nails.
But you know what I found really
funny? He was on the front lines too, I think.
Yeah. Oh, he was in the midst of it, and they're still going through it. Sean Penn always like documents this stuff whenever there's like a war or anything.
Sean Penn. Biden being on the front row. Oh my God, the front lines. Whoa. You wouldn't know where he was.
Oh, Jesus. We're getting canceled.
But he was in the midst of all of it. So Sean Penn, of course, has to go over to do a documentary. The second a bomb hits, Sean Penn is on his way with the camera. But Sean Penn shows up to Ukraine. Okay.
He's an opportunist.
It's crazy. He shows up to Ukraine, and he gave Zelensky one of his like Academy Awards or whatever, like these awards. And I'm thinking to myself, fuck is Zelensky gonna do with it? This guy's in the middle of a fucking war, and he's giving him like a golden globe.
Strap a bomb and throw a grenade.
And herein lies the problem: is that these celebrities, and some of them, they just think that they are like, they hold themselves in such a high regard, like that actually matters to anybody.
No one gives a fuck.
IQ over 20. Like, come on, man. Like, you just hit the... What does this guy care? He's got to... I hope he doesn't get napalmed in the morning when he has his coffee, and you're giving him a fucking Tony Award or whatever. Ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous, bro. Ridiculous.
A Tony Award.
Sean Penn is a fucking bozo.
What an asshole. Give him a fucking award while he's in the middle of a goddamn war.
I wonder what he said. Like, I guess he had to say out of just courtesy, I'm sure he said, thanks, but I don't know.
Anyway, all right, boys. Well, we've been teasing the buy or sell segment for quite some time, but there's been a lot to discuss. We discussed Pete Davidson's cock, so we got into that. Good little Ohio State, Michigan. But let's get into the buy or sell segment. Let's start with Joey Da.
So I'm torn because I have like, I could go either way. I could do a buy and I could do a sell, and I don't know which one I want to go. I'm going to just segue. I'm going to start off by saying, on a side note, this is not going to be my main thing, but on the side, I want to buy Jordan Love after what I saw last night. I was very impressed, but that's on the side note.
Though, Joey D.
What I am selling, I'm going to sell this week. What I am selling is Odell Beckham Jr. This guy is a clown. Did you hear the latest things that just went down
about
him going on the airplane, refusing to put his seatbelt on?
Yeah, like what is that?
Blanket over his head saying he was asleep. He was in and out of consciousness. They had to deboard the entire plane in order to get him off because they were worried that he was going to go in and out of consciousness on a 5-hour flight. He gets off, starts throwing stuff on Twitter. The guy's trying to become either a cowboy or a giant right now. What an idiot. What kind? And this is not the first time this guy has done stupid shit like this. And for whatever reason, the whole NFL acts like this guy is Jerry Rice coming to the NFL, and any team that gets him is better off for it. If that's me, I don't want this guy anywhere near my organization. He's a diva. He thinks he's the best. He is so self-entitled. And when we went to the Rams opener, Bob, remember when they revealed the Super Bowl championship for the Rams? Odell Beckham's the one in the middle hoisting it up like he was the one who won it. The guy's a very skillful player. I won't take that away from him. He's got tons of athleticism, and he's a freak in many ways. But he is an absolute cancer to a team. And I don't understand why anybody would hold their breath to get this guy on their team when you have all of these backdrop, just drama-filled situations. He's a disaster.
I completely agree. And when the Super Bowl came about, I had no issue with the Rams. The Rams were such an easy team. Like, the only reason I was rooting for the Bengals was because of Odell. But I will say, though, Joey D., there absolutely is a good chance we could pull up a clip of you wanting Odell Beckham on the Packers as a
last year.
About
that.
I thought that did cross my mind briefly.
I was begging the Packers to do anything. That's just to show how desperate I am, I was pleading for them to just do something to show me that they were committed. Yeah. I don't think that he is a guy that I would want to build my team around, but I'm just so sick and tired of the fact that the Packers refuse to ever jump into free agency that I was like, maybe there's a chance they'll even bring this guy on and change the culture because it's Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Could you imagine if I was on that airplane with Holly and my children
playing with little Dom
traveling back from Disney World, and I've had a long week of breaking my ass chasing around two kids. And I could barely get them on the airplane and barely get them to be quiet. And now I got a deplane because of this clown jackass with his hair and because he's in and out of consciousness, and I got a deplane. I don't know what I would do.
Oh,
he'd
be out of consciousness. You want to talk about somebody getting a backhand.
It's terrible.
Imagine that.
Also, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, nobody cares, though. It's just, it's Odell. He's, poor
what
Odell.
What makes it even worse is his lawyer came out with a statement, and rather than just...
What did that say? I didn't see that.
And he was disrespected.
Yeah, rather than just...
Of course he was disrespected. I mean,
rather than just wearing that, and it's so clear. Look, no flight attendant. They tried to claim, he said, my client was asleep and was very surprised when waking up that they had to deboard the plane. Sleeping on a plane has never been
did he comment on not buckling his seatbelt, or they tried to say
that he cooperated, but he was sleeping, and the reason that he didn't buckle his seatbelt was because he was asleep and didn't hear. Come on, man.
Apparently they say when he goes on large flights, he takes a blanket, puts it over his head, and just sleeps and doesn't move, doesn't know what's going on for five hours.
It's bad, man. That the lawyer statement.
This is oh my god.
The lawyer
statement. Did you see why I'm selling this guy? It's such a disaster. And by the way, he's
was this guy sitting in coach or first? I would imagine.
Oh, he had to be. Class, he had right? to be. Or maybe he was in coach and was so embarrassed about it that they put a towel over his face.
I was going to say, because in first class, I feel like they wouldn't have broke his balls really as badly as they would in coach. I feel like this is like a thing they break your balls about.
But everybody's
got to
put their
seatbelt
on.
No, I know that. This is.
I mean, who is this guy? He thinks he's better than the fucking aircraft. You know,
take a private jet.
Regulations.
Take the PJ, money must be tight. By no means fan. The problem is when you win a Super Bowl, it you have immunity for such a long time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, look at Mike McCarthy, Joey D. I mean, he had immunity after that for a long time. They gave him chance after chance after chance after chance. Now he's coaching.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what it is, too, is Odell really has, like, that extra juice of immunity because he got labeled a bust when he got traded to Cleveland. Everyone broke balls about him in Cleveland. Then all of a sudden, his first year, he goes to the Rams. He contributes early and often, has a big year. They go to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl. So it was compounded by that move as well. It was just, it was like giving him even more juice to be like, ha, ha, see, motherfucker, I told you I'm the fucking best.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe so, but just carry yourself a little bit different, man. Like, I actually thought he was doing better up until this incident. I actually thought it was kind of like, listen, the guy's rehabbing the injury. He's going to take calls from different teams. He wants to be on a contender. Totally get that. Why would he go play
Giants
for a bum team?
Made the playoffs and he took them on a boat and they're doing like
a photo session.
I remember it's that. Just the guy well. Thinks he's bigger than
and
the
then
game.
He drops the touchdown ball first half against your Packers. Yes. And that was the end of that.
They blame the boat. They blame the boat.
The boat was absurd.
The New York media is ruthless. I mean, anybody.
It was Boatgate after
but
that.
But you doubled down with it being in New York. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I don't mind the sell. I don't mind the sell at all. I'll tell you what I'm selling. And I alluded to it last week on the episode. Stand by it. If my mom's listening, she did an unbelievable job with everything. The Thanksgiving food was unbelievable. It was so good. And this isn't her fault. I watched her baste this turkey and inject it and put this into it and that. And you got people frying it. Everything. Turkey, there's just nothing to it. It's just no matter what you do. And you just watch these people just wear and tear and do everything they can to this turkey. It's always dry, and it's just not that.
You gotta have
good.
The dark meat, Bob. You gotta have the dark meat.
I do go for the dark meat, dark but even great. That, yeah. But even that, the gravy saves it all. It's the gravy doing all the legwork there. Thanksgiving was terrific, but I stand by the turkey thing. It don't matter what you do.
I don't mind that at all. Yeah. I'll tell you what didn't look good was that fucking chicken cranberry quesadilla you tried to whip up.
I thought
you hadn't touched the Smigsies in a while.
There's the explanation
for that.
That thing looked like Frankenstein if it was in food form.
Yeah,
that thing was like it was awful, Bob.
If you could fire that up. I put together, it was a turkey cranberry sauce quesadilla.
Cheddar cheese quesadilla.
It was absolutely... Oh. Or ticket. I'll send you the picture if you could fire that up.
It reminded me of like something that you'd find in like a child's Lunchable that they just like tried to throw together as like something in a Lunchable, and it just
that went wrong.
Yeah,
it was rough. And you know what was just coming off too, and you guys got me into it. Ever since we had our Chinese food episode, Sunday I'm doing Chinese.
To LA, Bob, we should hit up a really good Chinese spot. Like, you know, I think what's it called? Where's the spot that we went to in Beverly Hills? It's overpriced, but it is good.
Well, yeah, but to me, that's like not even like. That's Doctor, like such
no,
a different.
What's the place called?
Come on,
Mr.
Ho, Mr. Chow. No,
Mr.
not Mr.
Chow's.
Mr. Chow. Mr. Chow.
It's ridiculously overpriced, Bear Down. It's like,
I mean, it's Hollywood. Bear Down,
we took the big
Beverly
ticket.
Hills.
Back Nine Chuck was sponsoring the dinner, so we knew the dinner was going to be on him. We take the big ticket, okay? He just meets Back Nine Chuck. He orders the Peking duck right out of the gate.
Well, then Showtime ordered a bottle of Chardonnay.
Yeah, yeah. Very unnecessary bottle of Chardonnay.
A buttery finish for his Chinese food. Buttery crisp finish.
You know what? And the last thing I'll say before we get into to Mikey V's buy or sell, very interesting one on the last week. By the way, I took some heat for laughing at your buy or sell. I was not laughing at what you were saying about guitar. I was not laughing at that. I was laughing on just how much of a rant and how passionate
I didn't think it was laughing.
Bob took some heat.
I thought he was just laughing. I didn't think he was stupid.
I was laughing. What I was laughing at was how passionate you were and just the rant. Like you took over.
It was a great rant, though. It was all relatable.
Yeah, I wasn't laughing at what you were saying. I did take some slack for that. But if I ever go to get canceled, I'll send Mikey V to the podium. Mikey V, without further ado, it's on you.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of already sold Ohio State as being the dominant partner in that rivalry anymore due to their toughness. If I got to buy something this week, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy early Christmas music. I'm going to buy playing the Christmas music early. I have no issue now that we've turned the page on Thanksgiving. The Christmas music is the stations are pre-programmed in the cars, both family vehicles. As soon as you come on, I think it's necessary. shed a little joy into your lives. People are fucking miserable to begin with these days. So anything that could brighten up the day a little bit. I like the classics. I don't like the contemporary Christmas music, any of the newer stuff. I like anything produced before 1995, preferably Christmas music, but I'm all for it. A lot of people hate it. A lot of people I know hate it. They cannot stand it. I'm not one of those person. I'm buying early Christmas music. And at this point, I don't even think it's early anymore. I think the week of Thanksgiving, starting that week, it's acceptable.
Yeah,
well, November, you're about a month away. You know, yeah. You can write it in.
Yeah. That's what Christmas has going for it, is that, you know, it's got this big, big buildup, and people really do enjoy the buildup. I think it's kind of scary territory for some artists like Mariah Carey, or there's another guy who's got a great voice and could do so many other things, but they get boxed into
Michael Bublé.
He's like only a Christmas guy now. This guy could do so much more other things. He's got a great voice. So
yeah, I think he's a pride of Vancouver too.
Is he a Vancouver guy?
He's Burnaby. Yeah, he's from my hometown.
That's a big win. I mean, that's it's
two
not
huge
gonna...
wins for Vancouver. Michael Bublé, Chinese food, as we well know.
By the way, Mikey, if you go on Google and go Vancouver. You know, renowned Chinese.
You already did that.
He already did that. You added on
Vancouver
an extra
is the largest port of Canada. It's in Vancouver, and also known world renowned for Chinese food. We already
that
did
was
that,
one of my low key one of my favorite was a moments moment. On the show, yeah, when he was. Added on so that good. Extra sentence.
It was so obvious. It
yeah,
was
usually
so
Joe
obvious.
Will try and defend it, but then when we called him out, he was laughing.
Joe, it was perfect. Joe,
I don't think I could ever right. bullshit Bear Down. I don't think I could no. ever bullshit Bear Down.
Can't bullshit really, a bullshitter, my friend.
That is very true.
Yeah, that was tremendous. I mean, if we could have that clip, it's so funny.
Vancouver, British Columbia, where I am from, is known to have potentially the best Chinese food in the world.
The point? Now, did you do that?
The Canadian seaport city is also famous for drink and dine variants, which makes it one of the major reasons to visit. Alongside the wide array of cuisines to taste, the city has a major influence of Chinese culture, which results in the emergence of a long list of Chinese restaurants in Vancouver, some of which are the most renowned. I mean, I'm telling you, no,
he just,
I'm not.
That last sentence wasn't there.
I'm not saying anything.
Zoom in, Joe.
I don't know about that last sentence.
He was like, and the province of Vancouver has been known for its ports and multiple Chinese restaurants. And also, they're world renowned.
It is world renowned. I'm telling you that right now.
It was so good. Because usually Joe will fight and be like, no. Joe just had the biggest smile on his face when we called him out.
He literally was laughing while he said it.
Yeah.
The nuances of the show are really just, you gotta pay close attention.
Hey, clap it up for us. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists, available 100% online, plus it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better.
All right, boys. Good episode so far. Now, no episode is complete without the top five. I mean, I think I'm getting banged again here with the amount of you guys just drilling movies home in my face.
Well, people love movies, Bob. You got to realize at some point, movies in pop, you want to talk pop culture. Movies is a huge thing. It's like art. People love movies.
Films.
And they're going to always...
cinema.
Yeah, don't say cinema. I hate when
cinema.
I hate when people...
The
I
cinematography.
Hate it. But I do think you guys are exposing me to a degree. I think this is what, maybe 5 weeks in a row now where we're just hammering.
No, moves. No, it's not that much.
Top Thanksgiving foods like last week, Bob.
Now, I'll tell you this. By the way, you know what was so bad and Bear Down jumped on me for it? It's just such a stupid comment by me is when I said, I just don't think Superman's got much to him.
He's not much to him.
Sometimes you don't realize.
I'm not seeing much over there from the Superman camp.
Just an insane comment.
Guy could stop locomotive trains with his pinky. Not much there.
All right, dickheads. let's get
it. It's Monday night, Bob. We also need to get prize picks in tonight.
You're so right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join, if you want to make some money this football season, go ahead, sign up to Prize Pick. Promo code is going to be what, Joey D?
The Boys, in one word.
That's absolutely right. The Boys is your promo code right there. Follow the Mikey V train. You absolutely cannot go wrong. Join us week by week. Prize Picks forever and always. And without further ado, gentlemen, let's go ahead and hop on into our top five. Mikey V, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be doing for our top five here today?
Yes.
Top five today will be top five Disney movies of all time. Top five Disney movies of all time. This will include Pixar. However, it will not include the newly acquired Marvel Universe. It will not include the newly acquired Star Wars Galaxy. We will not be doing that. That is not appropriate. That was all discussed prior to the recording that would not be appropriate to use Star Wars in these Marvel films. We're talking original Disney films here, original cartoons and or Pixar. That's what we're going to be going with. Top five. Back to you, Bob.
Yeah. I just want to throw this out there. I'm not saying that I'm going to use it. Pocahontas. Would that be Disney?
100%. Yes, 100%.
Okay. I can't believe that was asked.
Yeah. I just.
Is Snow White available?
All right, let's start off. Let's go with Mikey V. Why don't Mikey V start us off here today? He's got the hot hand right now.
All right, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Yeah. My number five is gonna turn some heads, I think.
He hasn't even started yet. I'm gonna catch some flack.
Maybe not. But number five is a Pixar classic to me. I think it's underrated and underappreciated. But if you've watched it, I think it's one of the better movies. I'm talking about quality movie they've ever put out. And they just put a ride in Epcot for it. It's one of Dom's all-time favorites. Dom has watched this movie, I shit you not, 200 fucking times. The movie, Ratatouille. I have Ratatouille at five.
I have it in my list.
Okay. I have Ratatouille. And by the way, I didn't know how to react.
It is a phenomenal film.
I agree.
It revolves around food, which I love.
Look at Bob.
Bob hasn't even heard of it. Bob, this is a movie, if you want to watch, you would enjoy this thoroughly.
Yeah, I would give that a try.
Ratatouille, Bob. Yes. Ratatouille. Bear on, that is a great, you are off to the races.
Ratatouille, I think, and I think it's right there in the five spot. Number four, I'm going to go with a Disney classic. This is a classic cartoon. This movie is wild. This is a wild cartoon, I got to tell you. If you've ever done hallucinogens, I wouldn't do them and watch this film. That's my personal opinion. I've never done it, but I'm done. Fantasia.
Oh, Fantasia.
Number four, incredible score. Bob has no idea. Gotta watch
Fantasia. You feel like you have to be hopped up on a Smigzy to watch that.
Fantasia is wild, but it is just, if you want to watch just something that just defines how insane Walt Disney really. I mean, this movie is.
They have crazy. The orchestra behind it, which is really cool.
Yes, very cool, unique, very unique. That's why it's in my top five. Number three. Classic tale, Beauty and the Beast. Even Bob's got to know Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast is a classic.
Of course, Bob?
I do.
Okay.
What's the story about
Beauty and the Beast?
I know the concept of Beauty and the Beast.
What's the concept?
She really likes the Beast, and a lot of the village doesn't want her to be with the Beast. And she really likes the Beast.
But what's the backdrop behind this?
Stop, man. You guys are just exposing me. I'm getting exposed every single week.
But Bob, the backdrop is the Beast used to be a prince.
Yes.
And he had a dark heart and he treated this old woman with disdain and disrespect. And in that circumstance, she turned him and his formation into a beast.
Yes,
and until another person would love him for who he truly was on the inside, he would not regain his mortal form of the prince. And when
one of the better synopses of the film I've ever heard.
And yeah, when Bell, who is the
very
prince,
good.
When Bell fell in love with him, that is when she realized who he was inside, and that transformed him. What I love about Disney is the morals behind the story.
Yep.
It's not about just someone wanting to be with a beast. If that was the case, we'd put fucking, what's his name, Raccoon Eyes in a fucking movie and say, who wants to
Pete
be
Davidson.
With this guy?
Right.
Let's
right.
get Pete off that. I mean, that's terrible. Pete Davidson, this is sick.
He's the modern day beast,
this is
perhaps.
A sick, sick episode. What's your number two?
All right. Beauty and the Beast 3, definitely great story. Great in Disney World. Unbelievable whole setup they have for Beauty and the Beast. Fucking amazing. Number two, Lion King. Lion King, Lion King has to be in the top five and towards the top of the list, in my opinion. Great score, Elton John. I mean, the circle of life, the whole, you want to talk about morals of stories, you know, James Earl Jones playing,
Mufasa.
Simba's father.
Mufasa. King.
No, Mufasa was the bad uncle, wasn't he?
No, that was
Scar.
Scar,
right. James Earl Jones playing
Let
Mufasa.
Me tell you, after Joe's description of Beauty and the Beast, I'm siding with Joe here on that. I don't know
no, that's
who
correct.
Wins
the... No, yeah. He's 100% correct. So you got James Earl Jones as Mufasa, Simba, Nala, you know, Timon and Pumbaa, great secondary characters.
The prodigal son returning.
Yes, great story overall. Lion King number two, very sad story in the beginning, just like a lot of other Disney films. Tragic beginning to that movie. Number one... Another one of Dom's all-time favorites. And I think from start to finish, probably the best story told in a movie, maybe. Not just a Disney movie. I think it's in the conversation for a top 20 movie of all time. I think Toy Story. Toy Story to me, I think it's one of the best stories ever told from start to finish. Tim Allen Tom Hanks. So you got two A-list actors playing two different characters, and just the moral of the whole story. You know, the toy Andy. That was the favorite, then the new toy comes in and becomes the new favorite, and where does the old news guy go? Just a very great movie, top to bottom.
Yeah, I think those actors must love, like, okay, Tom Hanks, for instance, he probably gets paid a fortune to do that, especially as they go, you could show up in your pajamas, nobody sees you.
I always wondered if there was a dress code.
Yeah, right. Or if
like business
or do they get a little bit less money for it?
I would assume they have to get a little bit less money. I would assume because they're not on camera. So I would imagine they have to get a little bit less money. But I think you're right. They're still got to be getting paid a boatload of money because of who they are.
Yeah, especially, you know, as the series go on. And, you know, by the way, you mentioned Elton John. And by the way, that line, the great circle of life, great song. I have never seen somebody milk a retirement longer than Elton John. Do you know how many last shows he's performed?
Yeah, he's on a world tour right now.
It's always his last
final tour. He still has it,
Bob,
though. He
still
has
it. But how many times are you going to tell us it's your last tour so people spend a fortune? Yeah. I love Elton John, you know? But how many times are you going to say it's your last tour just to skyrocket tickets? And then
a little Crocodile Rock, man.
I mean, come on, it's nonstop. I mean, Joe, we remember we're very familiar with Elton John, the only jackass to sit first row. And
we went to the
we
didn't
that
know
day.
That it was a musical. We didn't know it was, first of all, it was a musical. And second of all, we went late to the theater. So there's no seats left except for like the two first row seats. So we're sitting there like this and watching these male on male sex scenes, which were
sexual...
very provocative, by the way.
It is
very graphic.
It is.
And
it
I'm really like, Bob, you know, the guy's talk on the big screen was bigger than Pete Davidson.
You imagine
right there in my face.
I was imagine like... being in like the, you know, the normal seats of the
this
theater.
Is a great clip for you, ticket.
Seeing me and Joe walking into Elton John and seeing one of these scenes and me and
so
Joe
did you guys think it was actually Elton John,
Bob?
We walked out.
Walked out halfway through the movie. Not because of the graphic scenes.
No.
It was just the movie was so, it was a musical. It was lacking. Bob looked over. It was one of the few times Bob looked over and he's like, should we jet? I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. And we departed and we didn't think twice.
Okay.
All right. At number five, I got Cool Runnings at five.
Oh my God, Bob.
Disney's got so many good.
Yeah, I stayed away from live action, but you're right. They do have good ones. I don't know if Cool Runnings would have cracked the top five for me, but I thought I do cool like running. That movie.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a feel good.
Cool Don Candy. God,
I grew
God
up with Cool Runnings. Some people grew up with the Beatles. Some grew up with the Rolling Stones. Bob, he's a Cool Runnings guy.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're off to a hot start here, Bob.
They have some unbelievable sports movies. I might get laughed at this one, but then bear with me because I do think it heats up even more. Invincible at 4, Mark Wahlberg plays Vince Papale.
Oh, my God.
And it is – I don't
Did
get
Bob
it.
Totally missed the mark here?
Bob, it's classic cinema. Like, okay. Animated. Okay, right. That's fine.
I want to hear
it's
that.
A,
go ahead,
Bob. It's a Disney.
Yeah, that's fine. It's a Disney movie. Continue.
It's a Disney movie. 3, I got Toy Story. I love
okay,
the story.
Okay, we're back. We're back.
Yeah, I got Toy Story at 3. I didn't see 2, 3, 4, and 5 because I think that sometimes you could just drown these things out.
It's 2 is very, 2 is very.
They're
good.
All good. 2 is great. 3 is great as well.
Yeah, 2 is it's one of the. Well, I don't know. I think after 2 it gets a little dicey, but 2 is like they put 2 up there with 1. Some
2
people.
Is amazing.
They, 2 is really good.
The thing is, like, I've seen so many shows that are such great shows, and then next thing you know, they pack on
Toy
all
Story
these
2
series.
Is a great movie.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I got Toy Story at 3. I got 2 more sports ones at 2. These are 2 some of my favorite.
I know
favorite
what number
movies.
1 is.
Remember the Titans going to be
course.
Number 1 for
yeah,
him.
Was that well documented?
Yeah, very well documented, yeah.
Okay, I got Miracle at 2. And then I got Remember the Titans at 1. Those two are – Remember the Titans is a top 5 movie of all time for me.
I'm going to give Bob credit here in the sense that, like, as bad a list as this is, he's sticking to his roots and he's being – no, but he's being genuine in the sense he's not
–
he could have easily just Googled and put movies.
Yes.
But
yes.
I think he's at the point now where he knows we would have called him out.
I mean, so let's be honest. If Bob put Bambi at number 1, a lot of people would be asking a lot of questions starting tomorrow. I mean, let's be totally honest with that. So.
There was a time, it was probably the most scared I've ever been on the podcast, and I ended up getting it right, but it wasn't fresh in my memory. We talked about shows, and I put Breaking Bad on like my top 2 or 3 shows, and I really did love it. But then Joe challenged me about the end of Breaking Bad, and if you go back to the clip, I'm sweating a little bit. Like my mind was racing because I stuck to my guns, and I ended up getting it right, but I had to refresh my memory. Joey D, top 5 Disney movies.
All right, top 5 Disney movies. I pride myself on my Disney lodge knowledge. Growing up, I watched a ton of Disney. At number 5, I'm going to put one that has not been mentioned yet. I'm going to go Peter Pan at number 5. I think Peter Pan is a classic. The whole story of the Lost Boys never wanting to grow up and then Captain Hook and the Peter Pan rivalry. It's just, it's unprecedented. Give me Peter Pan at 5. At number 4, Bear Down, I had this on my list, Ratatouille.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely, and Bob, I'm telling you right now, the way that you love food, when you watch this movie, you will really. I would be shocked, Bob, if you did not like this movie.
Yeah, no, I don't think you cannot.
Absolutely
like it.
Great movie, great flick, and it's one of the newer ones, but it's just so well done. Number 4, give me Ratatouille. I was contemplating putting it higher, Bear Down, if I'm being completely honest. And number 3, another movie that has not been mentioned, but I think it just personifies so well what Disney, where they're at their height of their dominance, is Aladdin. Robin Williams as the genie is just incredible.
Yeah.
The story behind it, the rags to riches, the whole back. It's just a great fucking movie.
Yeah,
give me Aladdin at 3. At number 2, I'm going to go with another Bear Down one. And Bob, I'm shocked you didn't put this in your list. Lion King. Lion King is... I think just from start to finish, just it's an epic movie. I would put Lion King in one of my top 20 movies, if I'm being honest, of all time. It's just the, and you know what I love about the classic Disney? Like they kind of got away from it as they got more and with all like, you know, everybody's got to be so, you know, PR related now. But back in the day, they weren't scared to throw a death of a main character right at you. And it pulls at your heartstrings. You're like, holy shit. Scar is one of the best bad guys in any movie of all time. Just dark. Lion King at 2. And then number 1 is Toy Story. It is just, It was like the cusp of when Disney started getting better CGI and like better graphics and better everything. But then the story there is just so rooted and so good. And then, like you said, you have, you know, Woody Allen and Tom Hanks just crush it. The story behind Andy, and it's just, it's an unbelievable
movie. Woody Allen.
Not Woody Allen, sorry, Tim Allen. I meant
Tim Allen. Yeah. It would be very interesting if Woody Allen played Woody, though. That
you know why I said Woody Allen? Because the character,
because his name is Woody. Woody. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what's a classic Cutsy quote that I want to get that on the record is, I pride myself in my Disney movie. Yeah,
I will go toe to toe. You saw the synopsis I gave about Beauty and the Beast. I will go toe to toe with my Disney knowledge on almost anybody.
Yeah, gentlemen, do we have a honorable mention?
Yeah. I that was a big omission by me on Aladdin. That's gonna hurt me. That was a big
Aladdin
omission.
Is a great, great movie.
But I missed it, and now I'm not gonna even honorable mention it because it was just such an egregious miss. That was bad. But honorable mention for me is a throwback. I think it was made in the 70s cartoon Disney, Sword in the Stone. If you're not familiar with it, I'm a big Sword in the Stone guy. I think it's one of my personal favorite Disney movies, Sword in the Stone.
Bob, what's your honorable mention?
I'm being honest with you, fellas, and I hate to do this. I don't.
You never watched Lion King?
I've watched it. I couldn't tell you what it's about anymore. But
how can you watch it and not tell us what it's about?
Joe, it was so long ago.
The title's pretty self-explanatory. You could have just said it's about this lion that becomes king. Boom, you're done. That's it. That's the story.
You know, I not to do another sports one, but that's what I'm going to do that I think is a Disney movie, is The Rookie. Remember the guy who, the pitcher who ends up, he's a high school baseball coach, and he used to play, he made a run for the MLB, and he goes to pitch to the high school players, and he's got a gun, like he's got his arm still going, so he goes and tries out for the Rays, and ends up making the Rays.
You got to watch some of these. You need a girlfriend. You need to have a night where you watch some Disney movies where you just settle in, because the fact that
why do I need a girlfriend to do that?
That's a good thing to do with your significant others. Watch a Disney movie. It's a good thing.
You need to get your life together.
Yeah, guy Disney gets a girlfriend, movies. And then next thing you know, everybody. Yeah.
I'm not saying the fact that you can't mention an honorable mention of a single.
Now he's fucking Hitch all of a sudden.
He's 36. That's not gets what a girlfriend. I'm now everybody else.
I'm not trying to do that. I'm saying that it saddens me, Bob, that you haven't watched any of these great movies. And I just can't imagine that you're going to sit down on your couch.
Oh, he's not.
By yourself. And no. That's the only reason I said the girlfriend thing, because I think it would get you to watch it. I'm just saying it saddens me. There's so many great films. You haven't watched any of it. I want you to be able to enjoy some.
I gotta watch The Godfather before anything.
Well, yeah, that would be
That's true.
Okay, The Rookie is his honorable mention. My honorable mention, give me The Jungle Book.
Good movie.
I think The Jungle Book is a lot of fun. It's a fun-paced movie. But Beauty and the Beast is also right up there. But yeah, Jungle Book
is great. Mowgli.
Gentlemen, let's clap it up.
Baloo.
Yes.
That's a damn good morning pod right there. Ladies
morning
and gentlemen,
pods are great.
They are. They're the best. It's the most energy. It's the most action-packed. Although the last episode was very good, I thought.
I think this episode was very good.
This episode was very good. That's why we just clapped it up. I thought it was really good. That does it. That is another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you.
For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.